Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Mi Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Very good day to you. This is Alex calling you from eBay Customer Support. How are you doing today?
I'm going to the work. What is this about? Can you please tell me about
this? This is a verification call for you, ma'am. Yesterday, around 10 o'clock, we got to see there's a new eBay account has been created under your details, and there's a purchase of $299. Google Play.
I got $299.
Sorry?
It means I got $299 from that account?
Let me tell you, I'm explaining you. The thing is that we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299.99 for purchasing gift cards from eBay to the billing address of 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. But you're not from United States, ma'am, you're from Australia, right? And that's the reason we put the transaction on hold, so that we can verify, have you authorized it from your end or not? So have you did that purchase, ma'am?
No, I didn't purchase anything.
Okay. Have you shared any of your information with anyone else?
But I got one online business something, and they told me you got money from that business. I think so.
All right, what we need to do, ma'am, we have to cancel the account and we have to block the transactions immediately because these are some kind of fraudulent activity trying to be done under your details without your knowledge and your authorization, okay? So, for the cancellation and the security, do you have a smart device with you like computer, laptop or a smartphone in which you do online activity?
I did online activities from my phone.
On your phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you do all kind of online activity like doing online shopping, online paying bills,
online
banking, all your phone, right? All on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do a thing, ma'am. First of all, put me on speaker from your rent. I'm going to register the cancellation immediately. Put me on speaker.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Am I on speaker now?
No.
You need
speaker now.
Yes. All right. Okay. Now, the phone you're talking to me, ma'am, is that an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone? Please tell me so that I can guide you up in a better way.
It's an Apple.
It's an Apple iPhone you're using, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do a thing. Simply swipe up the page from the very bottom to up and come back to regular home screen where you can see all your regular apps and icons.
Yeah, I go on my screen.
Okay, now, are you using the Wi-Fi, ma'am, or are you using your mobile data?
I'm using Wi-Fi.
That's perfect. Now, please open up the App Store from your end. Open up the App Store application.
App Store.
Yeah. Have you done that, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Now look at the right-hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a small magnifying glass. It says search.
Yeah, yeah.
Tap
when you download the app, yeah.
Yes. Now do you see the search bar on the top? It says games, apps, stories, and more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Simply type over there A as in alpha, letter A.
A.
Have you typed in letter A as in alpha?
Yeah, A, and then
letter Y for yellow, sorry, then letter N for November, letter N.
Yeah, A, N.
Then Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yeah, A, N, Y, and date.
Then D, E, S, K.
Yeah, and date.
Now tap on search.
Okay.
Now do you see a red color icon with a white diamond on it? It says any desk remote.
Yeah, any desk remote desktop.
There will be a blue color box, it says get. You need to give a click on get and you need to install it.
Okay.
Yeah. Once you see the open option, please let me know. We're going to generate the cancellation ID for you.
I think I have done one online business and they told me if you complete like 40 tasks, you can get money.
All
yeah,
right.
I can give my phone number.
When did that happen?
Sorry?
And when did that happen? Like how many days ago?
2 days ago. And I completed that task. Yeah,
okay.
I completed that task. And I see they talk in WhatsApp and they told me to download Telegram. And I download the Telegram and I told them and they said you have to
and
talk with the customer service.
And did they ask you any of your information?
They asked only my phone number and I gave them my phone number. And I think some of the people, they got money from doing the task and I also did the same. Like I didn't provide any same detail, just my phone number.
Alright, not an issue. We're going to check out that from where your informations are trying to be compromised, okay? Don't need to worry about that.
Okay.
Now, do you see any open option now? Is it downloaded now?
Yeah, it's open.
Yes, click on open and tell me what can you see. Don't touch any options without asking me, ma'am.
Yeah, I can see your address 514414613.
Okay, tell me the number slowly, slowly. That's your cancellation ID number. Tell me the numbers again.
Okay. 514.
Uh-huh.
414.
Uh-huh.
613.
613. All right. Our server is going to verify this security ID. We're going to activate the ID for you, okay? So you will get a security on your screen. You will get there two blank safe boxes, okay? I'm aware of the risk and don't show this again. You just need to check in the blank box, I'm aware of the risk, and then you need to click on accept. Alright.
Okay.
It will come up, just wait. The server is verifying it. Now you're getting the, you will get the security. Just scroll down the security. You will get the blank check box, I'm aware of the risk, and don't show this again. Do you see that?
This app will be able to discover and connect to device on the network you use.
Yes.
Say don't allow or allow.
Click on allow. Now do you see the security? Scroll down the security.
It comes again the same. Like
you will get the security.
Another
now.
Person would like to assist your device. If you assist this person, you can see everything that you can.
Now scroll down the page. You will get the blank check box. I'm aware of the risk and don't show this again. Check in the blank box.
But it doesn't show anything. Wait, I'm confused about what is this called.
You just scroll down the security. You will get the blank check box. I'm aware of the risk. Then click and accept.
We can click only cancel, but I can't click on accept.
Do you see any timer is going on accept?
But I can't click on accept. Like it's white color.
Okay, have you checked in the blank box? I'm aware of the risk. Have you checked in the blank box?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Now click on accept.
But can you tell me which is this call from? I'm confused about.
It's from eBay, ma'am. We are calling you from eBay.
eBay?
Yes. And we are cancelling a fraud activity trying to be done under your details, okay? We're cancelling
fraud
transactions.
But how can we know this is fraud or not?
You're gonna see it right now. The server will verify it and you will get the notification. For checking the blank box, I'm aware of the risk, then click on accept. Then on the second accept, you will get to see the eBay secure server, okay?
I'm so confused.
You don't need to get confused. It's gonna take a while. You just click on the check box. Are you checking the box first of all?
Can I call you later? I need to ask my daughter.
We are almost done, ma'am. We are almost done. You don't need to worry about anything. You are not giving me any of your details. I already told you, right?
No, first of all, I will ask my brother.
Well, we are almost done with the security. We are giving you the security so that we can verify each and everything for you. Okay? You can trust me. I'm not asking you to give me any details. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. The ID you have confirmed me is the ID to verify that we are dealing with the right person, right? That we are confirming the security to the right person. So you need to check in the blank box and click on accept. Alright? So that we can help you to cancel each and everything trying to be done under your details. Alright.
Alright.
Now you're gonna get the security on your screen again, ma'am. Have a look. You need to scroll down the security. You will get to see the blank tick box. I'm aware of the risk. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Have you checked in the blank box, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yes. Now click on accept. Have you clicked on accept?
Yeah.
Now what can you see on your screen?
Would like to view your text, please use the smart broadcast in the next dialog to allow image capturing.
Just click on the last option, start broadcast. Just click on that option and then don't touch anywhere.
So accept and dismiss.
Click on accept. And now click on the last option, start broadcast, and then don't touch anywhere. The server will verify your ID.
Okay.
Now don't touch anywhere. The server is verifying. If you see a black box with a timer on it, please let me know, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Now click timer? Outside. Yes. Now click outside of the black box. Click outside of
I
the black box.
I can't see any black box.
Do you see a black box in the middle of your screen?
Microphone off, but nothing like black box.
Okay, so I think simply swipe up the page from the very bottom to up and come back to your home page, ma'am. The server has verified your ID. Just swipe up the page from the very bottom and come back to your home screen.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you back to the home page, ma'am?
Yes.
Alright. Now please open up your settings. Open up the settings.
Settings.
Once you're on the settings, please let me know. Have you opened up the settings?
Yes.
Alright. Now, on the settings, you will get to see an option, display and brightness. You need to give a click on it. Display and brightness.
Yes.
Now, you will get to see an option, auto lock. You need to give a click on auto lock.
Auto lock for 3 minutes.
Yes, now give a click on auto lock and make it never. Once you're done, please let me know, ma'am. Have you done that?
Yes.
Alright, now go back to the settings. And scroll to the top of your screen where you can see your name.
Nick?
Can you see your... Can you see your name, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, give a click on your name.
Yeah.
Alright. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Now, after clicking on your name, you will get to see an option. It is name, phone number, and email address. Do you see any options like that?
Verify your email address. I can see email address.
No, I'm asking you, do you see any option? It says name, phone number, email. Give a touch on that option. Have you clicked on it, ma'am? Hello?